father screaming, my Lady Gaga.
Yes, you wanna look. Yes, yes, you wanna look.
Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa.
Mio, 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 cadu. Maserati lo moto.
I'm a mucka mutani, boy. Cause I put up in
the middle of your soul. Be high, be high, be high, be high.
I'm in love with plenty women. I know my money, all of them. You know my daddy, shape or color. I go make sure, say I must call it.
I'm going to buffet. No man gets up on my love, babe. Body on check, check, check. I thought I don't mind you, the bed, bed, damn, man.
Malaku, Ivan! Malaku, come!
She be make a Samoa. Say my tuki na go join court. You want to bamba? You wanna G with the big boys?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's another beautiful day, and it's Wednesday, and it's 6:30, and ladies and gentlemen, it is officially my house. So you're welcome to this show where we talk about Afrobeat in general, and I go by the name Dachle Sherbrook, and I'm your host, and I'm in the studios of Radio Fab. Radio Fab, generally Radio Fab. Yes, and it's gonna be a beautiful week once again. First of all, I just want to say congratulations to Donald Trump on winning his election. Officially, I don't know yet, but according to the results so far, he has been going well for him. First of all, I know this is not more like a political, you know, show. It's like more like a music and entertainment, you know, show. But in the sense, we need to also congratulate Donald Trump in the sense that I guess he was really talked down on this election, and according to how it's been going, I never thought personally that he was going to be, you know, getting such a love and support from his people. And I know politics is not just a thing you can easily just, you know, identify anybody with and just say he's going to, you know, do according to his manifestations. But on the other hand, I just want to also say something which I'll get by saying directly, that in as much as I did not campaign for Hillary's, also did I not do for Trump, because I feel like politics is just a thing that a lot of people just take it for their personal gain. Because I feel like even if Hillary's got to win, it's not going to be a great thing for a lot of people. Also, it's going to be for their personal and political interest. I know what I'm saying, same as Trump just did. But I'm not backlashing anybody at the moment, but I'm just saying this is what I think. I didn't endorse anybody, neither am I talking down anybody. But in other words, on this show, we just want to officially, you know, congratulate Donald Trump, and we just want to say congratulations for being officially the next president of America. And we have a lot of talks for today, and we're also going to be talking about the most viral news right now in Africa. I don't know if you've heard of it, but if you've not, just sit back and you're going to be hearing it from Equatorial Guinea, I guess. Yes, very big news right now. But on the other hand, we're still going to be talking about a few of, you know, music entertainment, and on the other hand, we have some songs that we were promising that we're going to bring to the show, and they're already released, and trust me, we're going to be listening to them together. So without talking too much, I have Ayo Map. Are you there? Without talking too much, this is going to be our first song for today, where we'll listen together. So don't go anywhere, stay back. We're going to be back in the jiffy.
Instinct is telling me, then they wonder I'm moving differently. Original talent will be piracy. If I keep quiet, they me hear me. Ojuri kele demi to dele, kisuru mi to lere. I keep going on sadebe. Are you there? Are you there? Aluwe, ewa wo, kotolo. Are you there? Are you there? Aluwe.
Ara, to pade mi lono. Ara, to pade mi lono. Can I rest on your shoulder? Can I call you my daughter? Can I tell you my brother? Jolly, shape your joke for me. Can I rest on your shoulder? Can I call you my brother? Can I tell you my brother? Jolly, shape your joke for me.
Many talents have been needing. Mokwa yon femi go worry me. They say they see me for their TV. Yes, I said it and I did it. Oso ni le mo mi dro de. Emi la di she yo yo. Ayo a ti conjoin. I've been here before I was born. Lam bebe, lam bebe, lam bebe o godon ni le alaka. Emi o ni taraka. Emi o ni talaka se. Too many cosa in lo pe mi duro. Shout out some OGs to take your good do. Are you there? Are you there? Aluwe, ewa wo, kotolo. Are you there? Are you there? Aluwe. Ara, to pade mi lono. Ara, to pade mi lono. Can I rest on your shoulder? Can I call you my brother? Can I tell you my brother? Julie, shape your joke for me. Can I rest on your shoulder? Can I call you my brother?
Tune into the King of Songs and Blues.
Okay, that was IOMAF and that was Ayude. And he's an upcoming star, by the way, you know, a C-list artist who just paved the made a way for himself a couple of years ago, and he's still just coming up in the sense that you know, the music industry is not something you just break it too easily. So I just want to say IOMAF, we wish you all the best and we hope to see you on bigger stage and bigger, how will I say, bigger songs and on top ones at the end of the day. And one of my next song is going to be, I don't know if I have played it on this show. If I have, I don't know. But it's going to be one of the most anticipated. It was one of the anticipated song from the Loja album. When I mean Loja album, I mean Asheke's album. The song was just different, because from the very first day it came out, a couple of my friends were just testing me. You don't hear this whiskey song. You don't hear this Asheke whiskey song. You don't hear. I had no choice and to go listen to it. And when I did, it kind of brings back the Wizkid Oju Elegba vibe. That's what I feel. I'm not talking about the song itself. It might be that was what they were, you know, thinking when they were recording it. But I felt like it was the Oju Elegba kind of vibe. And it's what Wizkid used to do those days. And when Wizkid was called to do justice to it, he really did what he knew how to do best, and that was it. And when after the album was launched, Asheke was doing a live video where he was asked why Davido and or probably Burna Boy wasn't featured on the album, and he said, "I already had the song with OBO, I already had the song with Burna, and Wizkid, I guess, is the only person I needed to do something with, so I guess that was what we had, and we did it, and it was great." So this is that for that. A great song, and it goes by the name MMS. And the most funny part is, I still don't know the meaning of the MMS. I can't lie. Probably I have to just Google it right now and see if I can find anything out. But without talking too much, we have Asheke and Wizkid, MMS, from the album Loja Boy. You're listening to My House on Radio Fab. I go by the name Dutch LeChevrook, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House.
What's up on the time? What's up on the time? When I just did try, when I just did try. When I drop a song, I go need to dance. I do a kakuru kere, I dip in my price. Then I find the sound among all the sounds. I no get a name, I no sing a sound. Sound, sound, Mr. Money sound. I want the precise, I want the precise.
I be like militant, military, military, man, chop my head. Vigilant, vigilant, forgive me, Lord, I dey on your peace. Cemetery, cemetery, people, we don't die, people, cemetery. Life is not easy, I know it's not easy, you
Nike gone. I'm a dupe long for my city gone. You know we run from who you are. And waiting go be man is cast in stone. I'm a dupe long power salute. I'm a wadi wadi titi mo de sham you. I dupe long to come yo. Kade ma je un tali she kade ma yo. Oh yo long, oh yo long. Mama leave me, yeah, you know long. Lost myself and I found my purpose. Yeah, every day I know that I am blessed. So tonight we could just love me. Yeah, they can do me. Not say man no face. Vibe today. These kind things in our life we do.
You're listening to My House on Radio 5. Okay, that was MMS by Asheke and One Olin Whiskey from the album Lojo Boy. And as we all know, the album was released this year a couple of months ago, and it really broke the internet. On that's officially on the 9th of August this year, it really broke the internet in the sense that the couple of features and the album just was it was just superb, because it consists of just a different kind of sounds, and it was just a different project from what, you know, everybody has been listening to, just the way Rema's album also did, you know, full-time Afrobeat, and it was just great. And talking about dropping of songs, the great Victor AD, the guy who sang what's his name, the best, I would like to call him the best motivational singer at one time a couple of years ago, got featured in Enrigas song, Motivation, it was a blessing, Waiting You Gain was a blessing. The guy did even Prayers, which he did featuring Davido. He had a couple of hits at that time, and all of his songs were more like a motivational song, and it was great indeed. He's coming forth with a new music on November 19th, and hopefully it's gonna be a great one. And this sound, or the title of the what's it called, the single is titled It Will Be. I don't know if it's a project indeed, but I just think it's a single. But hopefully, let's see if it's something different from what he has been doing. But I just miss that Victor AD motivational, you know, vibes and spirit and songs and energy, everything about that old Victor AD, you know, I still miss him. There's one thing I just want to also say when it comes to artist consistencies. I know it's not easy to keep something that you've been doing for a couple of years, also to keep it on the same range, on the same time, doing it all over and over again. But on the other hand, I also want artists to also know that there is something that people know and love you for. Like, for example, I know Charlie Puppy, for example, like what I said it and I'll repeat myself. I know it's not going to last a very long time in the industry. It's not going to be there for 10 years. But I believe one thing, if Charlie Puppy is able to put up his sound into our minds, we have no choice than to buy into it. I don't know if I'm making any sense. Like Flavor did. A lot of people don't understand what Flavor did. Flavor is this person that brought that Alive and Ogini kind of sound together again. And a lot of people started, it didn't sound good at first. Trust me, it's not easy to bring out a sound. But at the end of the day, time after time, people will start getting used to it. And at the end of the day, if people want, there are people who just want to feel that kind of your vibe. And they will always want to go back to you because they know you are the only person who can deliver it the way it needs to be delivered. So that is that for that. And Victor AD, we also want to say, I guess there's no other person who has done more motivational and great songs than Victor AD for the couple of like 6-7 years now. And I think he's the best at what he knows how to do best. So if you can hold on to that, I think a lot of us will also want to, you know, grab a copy of what he's selling. And talking about new song, what's this called? Charlie Puppy's brother indeed is planning to drop a new single. I don't know who is featuring who, with Queen Mandy. That's I don't know how to pronounce his name. I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing it wrongly, but he's Charlie Puppy's brother. A lot of us know him, Puff Puff Pass guy, the guy who sang Puff Puff Pass featuring Charlie Puppy in the remix. Him himself and Queen Mandy are planning to drop a new single. Hopefully we can, you know, get to enjoy that. On the other hand, and there's a lot of songs also that will be coming up, which will be dropping this week. Hopefully we'll talk about that after the break. But on the other hand, before we go, we're gonna be listening to Chilla Iweriwe, and this is the guy who sang Nyash Na Nyash. I don't know if you heard of that song. We played it on this show before, and he's back again with his, and that's one thing I just said about him. When I listened to this song, I was like, it is not different from the way he sang Nyash Na Nyash, but the thing is, the lyrics, the melody was also different, but his rhythm, his style was also kept. And guess what, I know it's going to take Chilla a lot of time to really kind of, you know, get this thing into us, you know, to set this product into us, but when we start to buy it, you're surprised your market will sell differently from what everybody else they sell. Because I just like one thing about being an artist, you are an artist, it's consisting of an art and personality. So if you can sell a product to us in a different way, trust me, I know it's going to take time to really market it out. It takes time for a good product to even go out there, and you can't just, you know, put out what will it call, a great product and expect it to start selling. I know some products just get boomed all the same, but I really don't trust such a thing, because when it gets boomed out at the end of the day, when the sales is not dropping, then it gets booms down. But when it takes process and you start getting the time of the time, because I just believe one step at a time, that's how life should go. Because at the end of the day, when you get there so easily, you might not know the discipline that it takes you to keep it. That's what I'm also trying to say. So at the end of the day, time after time, Chilla, I guess we'll get to buy your sound if it becomes better and greater. As I keep saying, as Rema did to us, we bought Rema and we had no choice right now. Ozeba even came out, I was the biggest criticizer of Ozeba. But trust me, that's the biggest Afrobeat sound as we speak. If you play that song for club, trust me, you know, you don't even know yourself again. The song itself takes out the steals in you as an African. So what I'm trying to say is, that's you buying a sound. So right now, we're not talking about, we have Chilla Iweriwe, and we're going to be back after the song. I go by the name Dachula Chevrolet, and you're listening to My House.
See wahala, shaping a love, I love, I be they done, they do me juju for bread. I say money don't finish, my baby don't follow Alhaji again. Chai, my friends, they talk, is a me Chilla, pata pata kill yourself. You smoke the colo, sit down, they kiddies, shape, you go kukuma, they stab yourself. She hitting my character, I blame me, toss her at my wine. You come, go with you, be your colo, go shoot it, do me, Kayamata hitting me, pata pata, if I know they give her my all and all. I don't dey crazy, I don't dey before, I don't dey bobody go. Wait till you don't do me, na God dey go follow you, jokey jo. I don't dey crazy, I don't dey before, I don't dey bobody go. Wait till you don't do me, na God dey go follow you, jokey jo. You no get the conscience, yo. You don't do me, yeah, yeah. If I have to explain, I don't know what I go say. And my head, and my everywhere go dey shake. My body kuma go dey sweat. Now only me go dey feel the pain. She hitting my character, I blame me, toss her at my one. You come go with you, be you go loco. She dey do me, Kayamata hitting me. Pata pata, if I know they give her my all and all. I done dey crazy, I done dey before, I done dey bobody go. Wait till you don't do me, na God dey go follow you, jokey jokey jokey.
Go by the name Dachula Chevrolet, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House. Okay, that was Iweriwe Love by Chilla. And talking about the next song, we have Crayon and Young John. And now Young John, officially, as I said earlier, and I'll keep saying it, was just out. He came out as a producer. So I'm shocked right now that he's having more hits than artists that he used to produce for, though. Artists like what's his name again? The YBNL legend one time. What's his name? Oh shit, man, I've forgotten his name. Next Rated with what's it called, Ricardo Banks, yeah. And right now Young John is more, I think he still produced, I think, but I've not seen most of his production lately because he, I don't know what happened, but he parted ways with YBNL and now he's with Chocolate City officially. But right now he's having a new single with Crayon and the boat titled This One Young. And Crayon himself is this kind of artist where I just feel like he really does not know his potential, sorry to say, because I'm not trying to, you know, talk him down, but the very first time I heard his verse back then in the Maven unveiling, I just felt like he's just this talented soul. Like his verse, he brought a downside to the muse, to the song at that time. Even go retreat it in the column, and Tiwa Savage, even they do that dance that time, man. At the end of the day, I feel like, because there's one thing I keep saying, there's one thing that makes you an artist, is you being able to identify yourself separately from every other person. And I saw that in Crayon, but at the end of the day, man, the guy just for my hand. And he came back again now with Overdose again, took the chorus, a very great jam, hired up to, if I'm not making a mistake right now, up to 150 million views on YouTube. And he's back again, and I don't know. He just does a very great song and just flee out and comes back again, do a great song. I hope this one becomes another great one. And he can, I just hope he can just be consistent for just a couple of years. You know, we have a Rasta doing our thing right now. We have there was even time Larry Poe, a rapper from the same crew, Maven Records, was doing even great at one time. We know exactly you can have a consistency in a certain time and a period, but you should hold that for a very long time and still be able to do other things. Like Crayon just comes, do one great song, and we know we'll see him again. But without talking too much right now, we have Crayon and Young John, and the bold title is When You. We're gonna be back after the song.
I know be that kind of G where they take this personally, yo. Wow, wow, wow. But I cannot forget your first impression on me, yo. Gigi. Oh baby, actually, I go like this for your sanctuary. Enter my life in the right timing. It's a day love to be without trying. Oh baby, gradually, you don't creep on me gradually. I know they can't feel it normally. Make you give me peace, because you know that I cannot stop thinking of you. You, I cannot stop thinking of you. You, you give me something special. I love you so unconditionally. Party my job, no go let them win. Party my boy,
baby, party my boy.
This our love, nobody else can understand. And I'm so into you, don't know what has gotten into you. You already know that I'm mad over you. Nothing shall ever get like over you.
Get like over you.
Pepeli, pepeli, pepe. Itori emoti di shege. But I know say di shege go pay do. Ololu femi ojo pada wale. I cannot stop thinking of you. Because you know that
I cannot stop thinking of you. You, I cannot stop thinking of you. You, you give me something special. I love you so unconditionally.
Listening to my house on Radio Fab. I go by the name Daturely Shevrog, and you're listening to my house. Okay, that was You by Crayon and the one and only Young John, the Wicked producer, but now he's now a Wicked singer. Yes, that was You by Young John and Crayon. And talking about songs, as I said earlier, we have a great song coming from one of my favorite at the moment, I swear. Since she did this collaboration with Davido, it has been a great, like, I've been waiting for any of her project to drop. I don't know what project she's dropping or what record label she's dropping it under, because I heard a rumor that she has parted ways with Empire Africa, which is Mr. Easy's record label at that time. I don't know if he's still the CEO, but I just know he started the record label and he used to manage it and used to be the president. But Fave right now, ladies and gentlemen, he's dropping a project and it's an EP titled Say For More, and we drop tomorrow. Yes, and if it consists of more to talk about her, I would really want to do that, because I just feel like she's one of those artists I really kind of love so much, but she's not getting the flowers that she deserves. And I keep saying it, the only time people really kind of recognize her more, not after she dropped a couple of singles which she did herself, but after that song with Davido, and a lot of people were like, man, fuck it, this girl is a blessing. Not because the way she sings, the way she, mama me, I don't really know how to describe her, but I feel like she's one of those talented artists who is still yet to unveil their true, you know, blessings and, you know, and talent. So hopefully this project really pulls that out, and I'll be very, very happy to, you know, to review the EP itself and to talk more about her in person. So talking about our next song, we have Davido and YG Mali. This song, I don't know. But Davido and YG Mali, this guy is just really kind of, I don't know if it is just the sound of Davido or it's just because it's because he has been anticipating this song and I've been wanting to listen to it. But since it came out, it's becoming one of the biggest song right now. Right now, I can literally tell you. He's having a dance of his own, and he's literally all over TikTok. This song, and from the one from Zoro, and yes, a double tap from Zoro also. So these are the two songs that I don't know if TikTok is also divided into different parts, like what's it called, like Twitter is, but when it comes to the Black African TikTok, these are the two songs that I think is trending right now, and they are really giving good vibes. Davido and YG Mali, I just think this is a collaboration that should always happen once in a while, you know. First of all, let's talk about the song itself. I never felt like YG Mali would be able to do something like this, like you know, I know something like to be able to jump into Afrobeat and do justice to it. And it wasn't just Afrobeat, and it was even I'm a Piano, by the way, you know. I don't know, I just think it's about time. And talking about international artists collaborating with Africans, you know, doing Afrobeat, I'm a Piano and the rest of them, I think they should be able to, know the sound itself, know how it should be done, and before even thinking of doing the collaboration. Because yes, I know, what is it called, a lot of artists, like the American artists, have been able from a lot of artists, not just American artists, even Omalay had to feature this Spanish guy, what's his name, Ozona, in his so remix. So I just think they should be able to, you know, do more of a research on the genre before even thinking of going to it. But right now, I think YG Mali did his research well and he really did justice to it. So without talking too much, drum rolls, I give to you Davido and YG Mali. Awake. You're listening to My House on Radio Fab.
With love. Your body na charm and a lawyer go. Say why? The fire go. Orin pay wine and jo. Do body like Poco Jo. Can you bust my head and I look good, Jo?
It's not what you used to. I'ma show you love from the new school. And it's not what you think about. And I'ma show you how that we move around. Oh, they've been trying to get to me. Freedom is my remedy. Oh, they've been trying to get to me. But they never get far. Said she want to be my baby. Said she want to be my lady, oh. Said she want to be my baby. Said she want to be my lady, oh. Be my baby. Said she want to be my lady, oh.
And I love my sweet jollof. And I dey knock it for your door. Oh baby, make me for someone. Aye, I'm okay, aye. Aye, ah. I go run away from love. Aye, I'm okay, aye. Aye, ah. You don't finish me with love.
Okay, your body fire go. Oh baby, why not jo? I dey your master. Your body na charm and a lawyer go. Say why? The fire go. Oh, then play wine and jo. Do body like Poco Jo. Yeah, you bust my head and I look good, Jo.
You're listening to My House on Radio Fab. Mad vibes, that's Davido featuring YG Mali and the boat titled that very one, Aweke. Yes, and you're listening to My House and your host, I am your host, Dajli Sherbrook, and I'm in the studios of Radio Fab. And I always keep saying this, I know a lot of us just think, this is just the only program. That's most of us who just listen to this show or podcast just think this is the only program on this show, on this radio station. No, we have you tied up from Monday to Sunday, like from programs from Imparare l'Italiano, Belle Buona Lingua Radio, A Autobeat, Backstage, Flusso Continuo, My House, which you're listening to at this very moment, Dritto Per Menzora, and which is going to be the next show after this. Yes, and we have also Collagio, Plot Twist, Radio Evs, Radio Global Travel, Roots, Disco Buzz, Ewinko, Fab Party, Bing in Japan, and also Rockwave. And these are programs from Monday till Sunday. And we're here locked down for you, like in general. Like from, as I said earlier, from news to entertainment to politics to sport and all of those, we have them covered right here on Radio Fab. And this is My House once again, a program which will come here every Wednesday by 6:30 just to talk about Afrobeat music, entertainment, and all of them in general. So without talking too much, I have a song which I have been anticipating for a very long time. Just wanted to put the song out for us to, you know, really vibe to and listen to it. And it comes from the queen herself, Tiwa Savage. Yes. And the song, I think, is having much recognition as always. But there's one thing I also kind of love much about the music. It's the music video itself. It's first of all talk about the song and before the music video even started. And a lot of people are also using it to pass messages and be like, at least forgiveness is a great thing, as far as the queen is trying to say it. But in other words, she's still a savage. And I think anything she put her auntie to is great. Even if Tiwa Savage do rubbish, I go still like him because not Tiwa Savage do. Not because of the person, but because of this legacy that she has. Not because of the moment, but because of the legacy she has put out for a very long time. And I just want to say she holds that crown, and forever, I guess she will do just that. So without talking too much, our next song is Forgiveness from our queen, Tiwa Savage. Go by the name Dajli Sherbrook, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House.
Girl, you call me like 9,000 times, I don't pick up, and you not give up like no. Even fight till up the place. Don't want material things. What I need's a little more every day. I just want forgiveness. Forgiveness for my craziness. Yeah. I just want this not really happen on the regular. We might the ask, we might say please, but me not begging ya. They on the same side, we're not competitors. It way too hot in the room, let's change the temperature. You know, this not really happen on the regular. We might the ask, we might say please, but me not begging ya. They on the same side, we're not competitors. It way too hot in the room, let's change the temperature. Don't give me roses, yeah. Think up the place. Don't want material things. What I need's a little more every day. I just want forgiveness. Forgiveness for my craziness. Yeah. I just want forgiveness.
Listening to My House on Radio Fab. I go by the name Dachula Chevrolet, and you're listening to My House. Okay, that was T-Wa, Queen Savage, and she titled that very one Forgiveness. And I'm talking about unreleased songs again, which will be, you know, which is anticipating or being anticipated. We have Wizkid dropping a new song for us on the 15th. I guess we should give an applause for that. Yes, we should. So Wizkid himself said he's gonna be, you know, dropping a new song on the 15th. And on the same date, Ruga is officially dropping a song himself. And according to what he tweeted, after Wizkid just tweeted dance on the 15th, and he put some emojis of, you know, the breads and all of those, and Ruga went back and reposted his tweet by using another tweet by saying, God, you and I know I've tried to avoid big mistakes, God, I beg you. And Wizkid came back and retweeted that, and he said, we got our day yet together, which means we are in this together. So hopefully he's gonna, his fans, now some of his elves also said they're gonna be showing him love, because they're also going to be streaming his song. And talking about new songs to be released, we are expecting a very new single from the one and only Diamond Platnumz. Yes, this guy has been consistent in Tanzania time after time. A lot of people call him a Nigerian copycat kind of artist, but I think copying or getting inspiration is the same thing, because all of us, we the copy or we the get inspired by somebody. But I think Diamond Platnumz, you don't want to call too much, yeah. But anyway, we the hope say this one not going to still be copy, made one differently from what he fairly do right from time. And we seems not to know the name of the song. I don't know if he has dropped the title of the song yet. I don't follow him on any of his social media platforms, so I guess that's why I don't know. But I saw the music video online, and that's the set itself. It was on the set, and it's, you know, hoping to drop it very soon, which I myself don't even know the date yet personally, so I don't even know the date. So hopefully it drops on time and we get to hear another great thing from Diamond Platnumz. And talking about another great song, which personally I will be expecting or waiting for, is the Awolowo remix. And we are contemplating on two different people, which the two verses are already online. They are leaked, but not just the full verse, just snippet of the two verses. It's from Tiwa Savage and Kizdani. So Tiwa Savage kind of dropped more of our verses online, but Kizdani just did a snippet of like 15-10 seconds and just stopped the song, and it was a great one. But all I'm trying to say is, I know we're not trying to compare things here, but without being told, you know, if you say make Kizani do verse, pass the queen herself, Tiwa Savage, because it's going to be difficult. I don't know how to compare. You see, when they did Who's Your Guy together, she lost Kiss Daniel for that verse. Not beside the lie, she lost Kiss Daniel for that. Kiss Daniel was nowhere to be found when they both did that song. So I just want to say, I guess it would still be better to just keep Tiwa Savage verse and just let, what's his name, Kiss Daniel rest. The only time I felt Kiss Daniel all did something to a verse that, a feature to a verse that really impressed me was, what was the name of this song he did back then? When the remix was even kind of, you know, better off than the original verse that the person, the artist itself did a couple of months ago. I've forgotten the name of the song. So that, I guess that's the only time I think that Kiss Daniel has already done something that really impressed me when it comes to features and all of that. So without talking too much right now, our next song, he is from the one and only Ebu Hazabu, and he goes by the name Ari Mixed Song. And talking about Ari's song, a couple of months ago, so he tweeted and he said his girlfriend or his wife, I don't know, got pregnant under his roof by another person. And somebody retweeted that by saying, but Shane, are you saying, say, even your boo get a boo? So officially your boo get another boo, you know, understand? So this song is a great song also. And this time he came back again with another song titled Maria. And talking about also verses dropping online, he also did a verse on Hunger Games by, what is it called, Nas Boy. I told you last week that he did, 2 weeks ago, last week, I don't really remember, Hunger Games. And the verse, everybody started doing open verse on the song, like officially, and a lot of people just didn't give a fuck about any other person, as far as Ari Song has already done his own verse. And a lot of people just felt like Ari Song won the competition, because even when I got online, I listened to his verse, I was like, damn, this guy is great. So without talking too much about Ari Song, we have Ari Song Maria, and we're gonna be back after the song.
Perfect.
I go by the name Dachel Sherbrooke, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House.
I love it. I love Uncle Echo Mariam. She said, mommy, I love it. I love Uncle Echo Mariam. Story. This girl, they worry my life.
Story.
She love me so day, I fear for life. She go call me so day, my battery die. Her blood the hot too. She want the love. She know the stop. No time to rest too. She say, mommy, I love it. I love Uncle I go marry him. Say, mommy, I love it. I love Uncle Echo Mariam. She say, mommy, I love it. I love Uncle Echo Mariam. Baby, baby, love you, like how you do. Take it to see her. She like you well, well. Something to like something. My baby sell, sell. Better picking, savvy the thing. Love you every time. Want you every time. But I got no time. One day you'll be mine. Love you every time. Want you every time. But I got no time. One day you'll be mine. I'm not the hot dog. She want the love dog. She want the stuff. No time to rest too. She say, mommy, I love it. I love Uncle Echo Mariam. She say, mommy, I love it. I love Uncle Echo Mariam. She say, mommy, I love it. I love Uncle Echo Mariam.
You're listening to My House on Radio Fab.
Oh my God, it's Promix.
Okay, that was Maria by the one and only Ari Song. And talking about entertainment news, as Cecily said, Davido casted his vote today. Nobody knew who he'd vote for, but Hopefully it's Trump, because Trump won. Yes, you know, when your candidate wins, it gives you more joy and all of those. And talking about upcoming songs, which we're going to be expecting again this very month, we have another great song again from one and only Likech. Yes, Likech, I was trying to remember his name. Yes, his name is Likech, featuring Fireboy also, and also Ayomaf, the same guy which we listened to the very first song we listened to on this episode like 30 minutes ago. Yeah, the very first song, Ayomaf. Yes, and three of them are coming with a banger, and hopefully, you know, the snippet is also out, but hopefully it's something great and we can also vibe to it time after time after time after time. The one and only, most of the anticipated song also for this period, Charlie Poppy and Olamide. This is a song that I think the song didn't really drop, the snippet didn't also drop, but we just saw the music video and we were like, hey, do I want Olamide and Charlie Poppy because they do song together? So hope say this one will be tired, they want pull fire, town for fire, so you know, things like that. But at the end of the day, the song finally dropped. And there's one thing about Olamide which I have to give flowers to. It's not about Charlie Poppy himself, because I already knew what Charlie Poppy was going to do. It's his own Charlie Poppy thing he was going, hopefully he's going to do, and he did not disappoint me. Yes, and you know that kind of thing. I always say the lyrics can't change, but Charlie Poppy doing Charlie Poppy stuff, so, you know, things like that. But talking about Olamide himself, Jesus Christ, well, you know, it was said, how the English would talk amigi? The older the wine, the sweeter the juice, I mean, the berry juice. I mean, yazo, you know, I don't know how to describe Olamide. I think the more he gets to fade out, the better he becomes. Yes, yes, I will say that again. Because at the end of the day, Olamide is one of a person which I think doesn't have a bad verse. Like, prove me wrong anywhere, bring out comment. Enough is the verse, you know, sweet you, and don't get it twisted. But it is not a bad verse. No token, never. I don't agree. So right now, even the verse from Olamide got everybody on the internet talking. Trust me, got everybody talking. So right now we're gonna be listening to it. Even me, I guess it's gonna be the second time, because after hearing the song, I was like, man, Olamide finish this song. So I give to you Charlie Poppy and Olamide, and the bow tie to this one. Order. You're listening to my house on Radio Fab. Fab. Yes, sir. That was Shallow Pompey and the one and only Olamide Bado. And they both titled that very one order. Amazing song. Trust me, amazing song. If you, I don't want to call it over. I have Shallow Pompey, Shabir, Shallow Pompey good. Mostly the third group. You know, me say good, good, though, but. Man, that song is amazing. You know where the team go for Sweet Beer? Me they jam that song for club. You will understand, say, man, Afa. You know, you yourself will feel and say, something they play, you get what? You know, understand? That's how Charlie Poppy's sound is. And is always, you always, I keep saying, you don't catch it for the very first time. Like, after a couple of months, couple I said, Juju did the song. To be frank, I just think that's how Charlie Poppy sounds, you understand? So without talking too much, I said earlier that I'm going to be talking about the biggest news right now from Africa. And I can tell you, sincerely speaking, I know this might sound very ridiculous, but trust me, a lot of people has downloaded Telegram than I ever did before. Like right now, I can barely tell you the truth that most of us that use this Telegram uses it for, you know, very probably for personal, you know, reasons, publication, this one, the other one. You know, there are a lot of reasons we prefer, a lot of us prefer Telegram than even Instagram. But trust me, the, you know, so when you download Telegram, it notifies everybody who has Telegram that has your number and tell them so person has downloaded Telegram. I mean, it also people don't download Telegram because this matters. Wasn't that a Sunday? I don't want to say the numbers are numerous. So congratulations to Telegram for the new customers that they have. It's about the news of the Equatorial Guinea, you know, the new James Bond. Yes, we call him the 007 because he's a sniper. A lot of people call him the 300, some like the new Spartacus 300. A lot of people call him, you know, the new King Solomon. You know, he just has a lot of name right now, but I really don't know which one I'm going to be tagging him with. But it goes by the name, that's if I'm not pronouncing it wrong, Badaza Ebong Egonga. He's from Equatorial Guinea. The guy who allegedly they said slept with more than 300 women in his country. I don't know if it is in his community, in his country, whatever places he found the 300 women. And this got me thinking, you know, as a regular guy, I just felt like, you know, the King Solomon story was just, you know, one of those bullshit stories, you know, that was made up. But if this guy's videos are really proven and he's really giving that he has slept with more than like 300 women plus, trust me, King Solomon, no, his story was right. That his story was right. Yeah, no, nobody, no. The story clear. And trust me, no, I don't be saying it's a joke. Man, on the other hand, I want to say, in as much as it's a bad news for his wife and, you know, his families and everybody that was involved in the scandal or whatever thing, it's no longer a scandal. It's just a thing because right now the videos are all out. It also pains me that I also find it disturbing that to the fact that I even saw him, you know, having intercourse with a woman who was pregnant, which was not his wife, and which I, for my own understanding, I will keep saying those are one of the things I will never be part of and can never be, because it's, I see it as a very wrong thing. First of all, she's married, which obviously you know, and now she's pregnant with another man's child. If possibly, I don't know, because now, as far as you're having sex, only God knows if not you even get the belly. But it's really not making any sense if you're still having such, you know. Now, might I go call them to Kondi, you know, get them for my to Kondi, see the, you know, get anything romantic with any person like that. So I just think it's very diabolical and it's not proper for me. For me, I'm just saying for me. So it has been one of the biggest news right now out of Africa, and a lot of people have been having different reactions towards it. Trust me, like people talking about the wife, a lot of people saying that women say men cheat and men are dogs and this on this one, but they are sleeping with the same men, up to like 300 women, the same, you know, things like that. I really don't have any take to it because I think everybody has their own opinion to things. People can talk about the woman, people can talk, even a lot of people, even as well, was like, how would he even be making, you know, sex tape with his phone? He thought the guy is a mature guy, but I don't know. Everybody has their own opinion to everything, but trust me, I just want to say, I just think it was impossible, but I with the proof right now, I know King Solomon's story was not bullshitting. Yes, it was real. So shout out to my nigga. So our next song is coming from Rick Hassani, and talking about Rick Hassani, he's this guy that did the first song that I knew was banned from national TV after Jaga Jaga by Idris Abdul Karim was banned, and the title of the song was Thunder Fire. just find it. His name is Rick Asani, and if I pronounce it, if you can spell it right, Rick Asani, R-I-C-H-A-S-S-A-N-I, and it is, the title of the song is Thunder Fire. A bit under fire, I don't know, but it's an amazing song. It was about an heartbreaking song which she was insulting the gay and all of her friends, her family, and all of those. And that was that for me. I don't know if any other song has been bound, but the first time the Nigerian broadcasting station was bound, you know, all over the country, not to be played on what was it called? Is it public places, radio stations, TV stations, and all of those was bound. And maybe probably one time, this is a non-fitted radio station, maybe one time we'll get to. You know, listen to it together. An amazing song. I love it, but I don't know why they don't like it. I don't know. Maybe it was just full of facts and truths. Probably that's why. So right now the guy is back, and the title of this song is Love and Romance. And without wasting much time, Rick Asani, Love and Romance. And after that, we'll be back. You're listening to My House on Radio Fab.
Remedies, me and you, we got the chemistry. Early morning, now you the ginger me. No send anybody, cause hello me. When I'm with you, my body they shake. Be like say my phone vibrates. Tear my brain, can't concentrate. You don't use my heart to fry plantain. Baby, you see my love, is it your love? Count nothing can come up between us. You make me stop loving you. And if you need more assurance, hold my hand for guidance. If you trust me, I'll lead you to paradise. So baby, dance, sweet love and romance. Dance, oh dance. Don't worry about anything, just take my hand and we will dance. We'll dance, oh dance, my love. You're my destiny. Me, you got the bad body. I get the bossy. You see the rock about me, so sexy. You my color carry body. Baby, you see my love. Is it your love? Girl, nothing can come up between us to make me stop loving you. And if you need more assurance, hold my hand for guidance. If you trust me, I'll lead you to paradise. And we will dance, dance, oh dance.
Okay, that was Rick Asani, Love and Romance. So we've come to the end of today's episode. I hope you have an amazing and great time, because I did. And hopefully we'll see you next week. As I said, let's first of all get a snippet of what was her name, Faith, got to offer on an EP. And after that, probably we'll get to, you know, preview the songs together and talk a few more about Faith, so we can even get to know her a little bit more. I go by the name Dashley Sherbrooke, your host, and on My House. And if you can follow us on our social media platform, it's really do us a great deed, because on our social media, also just on Facebook, we have a page on Facebook, My House, at My House Verso. We're keeping up more of Afrobeats, you know, acknowledgement there. Even if you're new to Afrobeat, as I said, if you want to know anything about Afrobeat, you can DM us, we can reply you, we can talk to us. We've got you covered. Don't worry. We know about the culture, not just the general. We know about the culture more, and I guess there are a lot of things you can find on the internet which we can help you to, you know, get answers to. So we can talk without talking too much. We're gonna be ending this today's show at this very moment. I just want to say thank you if you stated this very moment, and hopefully I'll see you next week so we can have a great and amazing time once again. Without talking too much again, I said I am your host, Dachile Sherbrooke, and I'm leaving you with a very, very, very beautiful and amazing song from the one and only Larry Gaga featuring Fino and Teresa Omura. And these people, they've done songs before, and they never fail. And this is a sound, I will tell you, is not just also Afrobeat. This is Alive combined with Ogene. And I just want to say it's from the Easter sound from Africa. And this is what, it's not just Afrobeat itself, but it's also a subgenre which is from Africa and it's called Ogene and a little bit of touch of Alive. So right now I have Larry Gaga, Fino Fino, and Teresa Omora. And the title is one, Obodo. See you next week and have a great and blessed week. You're listening to My House on Radio Fab. My House on Radio Fab.